And in fact, in the workbook, you have some action steps to help us learn about the fundamentals of the stock market and get a sense of who these different players are. Maybe you could talk a little bit about some of these different players so we begin to get a map of who's functioning, who's operating in the financial market.
Sure. I mean, the first thing is that, you know, to understand, I mean, you have to understand that the companies are in part of this whole mechanism. They're trying to generate capital, working capital, and they go to the financial markets to do so. You have investment bankers who are the middleman between the companies and their access to these financial markets. You've got the brokers who are executing customer orders and traders' orders to trade back and forth. You've got the market makers that are guys on the floor that are making markets.
Can you explain that term, which I personally have never understood completely? What is a market maker?
Yeah. Well, that's what I used to do. What a market maker is he is an independent trader that is standing on the floor in a certain crowd, whatever crowd he's in, and he has a couple jobs. In a sense, some people have compared them to bookies. They are trying to both buy and sell a product, whatever that stock is. We're going to just, you know, it's called a product. They are trying to buy and sell back and forth enough that they wind up with no position, but they wind up with money from buying lower and selling higher. They have certain duties, and the reason they're called market makers is to be on the floor, they have certain rules. They have to make a market. So for instance, if you want to buy some shares of IBM, how do you know what the price is? How do you know where you can buy it? It's the market maker who's making a market. He'll say, well, I'll tell you what, you want to go ahead and do something in IBM. I'm willing to buy IBM at $85, and I'm willing to sell IBM at $86. So if you want to buy it from me, I'll sell to you at $86. If you want to sell it to me, I'll buy it at $85. That right there, that $85 bid and the $86 offer is the market. And the person who makes that market, who's responsible for making that market, is a market maker.
So are they effectively setting the prices?
They are effectively, I don't want to say they're setting the prices because the market itself sets the price. The market maker is basically trying to give a high and a low, in a sense, of where they'll do things around what the average value is.